55 years ago, almost to the day, in June 1965, six Tongan teenagers ran away from their strict boarding school, procured a boat, and set sail for what they thought would be a little adventure. A storm damaged the boat, and they ended up shipwrecked on a remote island, Uta, for 15 months. Now, unlike Lord of the Flies, they survived by working together. Eventually, an Australian sailor spotted the teenagers and rescued them, and a new book that tells their remarkable story has renewed interest in epic experiences. Sione Fatoa is one of the six survivors from that island. He lives in California now, and he joins me. Hey, Sione, the world kind of forgot your story until now, but I bet you never forgot about it, did you?
No, I've been hoping someday, but I don't know it's going to wait that long, and now it's all over. I'm happy.
So your boat is leaking. You see an island. How difficult was it to jump off that leaking, broken boat and swim to shore?
Well, you know, it was nighttime, and when we take off from Tonga, and that night was really hot. It was windy, and we don't careful. And, bro, you know, when it's too hot, the wind and everything, and tear up the sails and break the rudder, it's the first night. And we was way out there in nowhere. That's what happened.
What did you do to try and make the island a place where you could survive?
We was hope a boat coming by, or some people looking for us. The only thing we do is pray and hope somebody will find us. Because there's no way we're going to do anything. I don't know where, we don't know where we are. We don't have a campus. We don't have anything.
Can you tell us a bit about the camp that you set up? How did you survive? What did you drink? What did you eat?
When we get to the islands, we lucky because the boat broke down. And we go by the wave. And where the wave go, that's where the boat go. And when we saw that island, early in the morning, and it still looked like a big crowd in front of us, and we didn't know it's an island, and we was, you know, waiting in the boat and lay around, and we so tired and ready to die, and be 8 days, no food and no water. And we go around that island, and we find a place where the boat was sunk. When we lived there for a long time, like 15 months, we was look around on that island. There's no place we can survive except that the place we was break down the boat. Mm. The God gave us that place and saved us. Otherwise, we're going to die in the ocean. But it's a place we try, we can get some seabird and eggs, and we start eating raw bird and all that. Anything we can get, to have strong, we can climb. It's really high up on top. It takes us 2 or 3 days to get up there.
And that island, Uta, has a dark past. There had been a village there in the 1800s, but many of the inhabitants have been taken as slaves. What was it like when you found chickens and taro growing there?
That's the history. The people used to live there. And some big ship come by and they trading. They come over to the ship and sell their bananas and chicken and stuff, and they take them away. You know, they shut the boat and taking them away. And the king find out, you know, as a lot of people was stole away, so they move everybody back to Tonga.
But they left some things behind that were quite useful to you. That must have been a moment of excitement when you saw that there were chickens there and taro.
Yeah, and bananas. You know, we were so happy we can drink, and we have bananas, and we grow it when we're there, and we have more, and chickens everywhere, and eggs, and everything we want. And besides that, and the seabird is everywhere on the islands, and we have a lot of food, and we go hunt every day, and pray. That's all we do, and we didn't know where we at. We didn't know there's Atta.
Yeah, you didn't know you were on that particular island. How did you manage to hold on to hope and not give up?
Well, it's six of us, and we're young boys, and we was friends. You know, we coming from the same school. We pray every day, every night. We pray and ask God for help, you know, because we don't know where we at, and keep us alive. Someday we're going to go back. We have hope someday God take us back.
Yeah, you made a bit of a deal with God on that island. Can you tell us about that?
I always pray and talk to God. I said, God, if you get me alive out on this island, I make a promise to you. I spend my rest of my life, I work for you. And now, when I get out, a few years, I was have a good time. I was young. I have a family. And after that, I don't forget what I tell God. I'm going to save him the rest of my life. I'm going about 26 years now on saving him, and I'm still going until I can do it. And I'm so happy. I know God answered my prayer.
You were all teenagers, so there must have been times when you didn't get along with each other. Can you remember any of that?
Yeah. I'm the only old one there, and I lead the whole boys, you know, and every time they fight, you know, they argue, and I sit them down and I talk to them. And when we have prayer, you know, in the evening, I talk to both of them, whoever was have argue and get mad at each other, and sit down. And before we pray, I said, well, Luke and Davida, what happened, you know? And they said, somebody stole his bananas, you know, he come and stole his chicken, you know, and it kind of stuff. And I said, well, look now, say sorry to Davida and give him a hug, you know. And that's what we do every time. And after that, they happy and we pray. And so that's why we stay alive and do not fight or anything, because we was trust God.
Amazingly, you know, the things that you survived over there. Stephen, one of the boys, fell off a cliff and broke his leg. How did you deal with that?
Yeah, Fatai was fell off the cliff and broke his legs. And we take him out, and we said, let him stay in our little hut. And we do all Tongan medicine, you know. We leaves and, you know, different kind of leaves we put in it, and we bring seawater and help him. And he is about 2 or 3 months, and he's walk again. But he have a big scar on his legs.
And by the way, if you've just tuned in, I'm talking to the survivor of an amazing story, Sione Fatoa, one of six survivors of a group of Tongan teenagers who ran away from their boarding school, procured a boat, which was shipwrecked, and they ended up on a remote island for 15 months. You managed to build a guitar, Sione?
Yeah.
Do you remember any of the songs that you wrote on this guitar made from scrap wood and wire and coconuts?
Oh, yeah. The song we make was in our little movie, on our little movie, And we play guitar, and from that song we prepared when we was there. We was do it every night, and we were writing on the rocks and memorizing it, and we sing it, and we record it in Tonga when we go back.
Finally, I just want to talk about the reunion. Your families had given you all up for dead. That held funerals. Is the moment that you are reunited with your family something that has stayed with you too?
Yeah. Everybody have a funeral except myself. My dad believed I'm not dying. And because my grandfather, I'm named after my grandfather, and my grandfather believed I'm not going to die, you know, until my old age. So my dad did not believe it. I died. So they did not do my funeral.
Sione, it's been such a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for the ongoing goodness that you put into the world. And cheers for your time today.
Well, thank you for taking your time. And God bless you.
We had a limited amount of time with Sione, and obviously there were hundreds of other questions I wanted to ask. Now tomorrow, Kim Hill will talk to Peter Warner, who was the sailor who rescued the boys, and that's going to be on about 11:30 on Kim Hill's show.